Hello again, and welcome back to Britain Under the Microscope. 欢迎你回到闲话英文。Hello, Alan.
Hello, everybody.
So today, we're going to talk about shopping. Now, in China, this is one of the biggest topics. You hear 剁手党 all the time.
It's same for the UK as well. We've always been a nation of shopaholics.
Shopaholics, 就是剁手党 people who are obsessed with shopping.
Yeah. So we would say these type of people will shop till they drop.
Shop till you drop. So shop till you're completely exhausted, you fall on the floor.
Or go on a shopping spree.
A shopping spree means a lot of impulsive purchases.
Yeah.
Just spend lots of money buying lots of things.
And we also see it as a type of therapy. Some people will say, I need some retail therapy.
Retail 是零售的意思。So retail therapy is, especially for women, I think,When we're not happy, we buy things. Yeah. And we feel a lot more relaxed, a lot more perked up.
Yeah.
叫购物疗法。So it's the same, really, around the world. So when we buy things, we say to go shopping.
Yeah.
血拼购物。I also heard do the shopping. So to go shopping and to do the shopping, in England, are they the same thing?
No, not quite. Go shopping is when you're doing it...for like an activity, because you want to, a fun activity. Do the shopping is a chore. That's when you're going to buy food, going to the supermarket.
Oh, for everyday things that you have to buy.
Yeah, absolutely. So go shopping is for fun. Do the shopping is because you have to.
购买日常的杂货。
Yeah.
I think Americans would say do some grocery shopping.
Yeah.
You don't use grocery that
much. No, we wouldn't say grocery.
One thing that I think a lot of Chinese learners probably have trouble understanding is whenever you talk about shopping in the UK, you often hear the word the high street.
Yeah.
Now, this is quite English because Americans don't really say the high street.
Yeah.
What is high street?
Well, every or almost every English town or British town, they have a street in the middle of the town and that's called the high street. That's where all the shops are.It's the center of the town.
It's like a commercial street, a business with all the businesses.
Yeah.
像一个商业街。
So if you think about it in the past, that most towns would have just one main street, and on that street would be all the shops, and the houses would be behind that street.
So this was something from the history, and it just stayed.
Yeah. So especially towns, the high street is normally the main route in and out of the town.Go into a bigger city.
So the high street in the UK, 高街, is not just one particular street. It's actually the name of a street that almost every town has.
Yeah.
It's the main business or commercial street with all the shops, restaurants. You know, lately, some of the English or British brands, especially fashion brands, are coming in. They're called the high street fashion or high street brands.
Yeah.
They're usually not very expensive and ready to wear. 高街时尚。
Yeah.
For example, like H&M.
Yeah, so these are, they're quite cheap. And pretty much they are chain shops, they're chain stores that every little town would have.
But they do follow the fashion, they do follow the latest trend. So they're very popular among younger crowd.
Yeah, and it's also more practical fashion. If you think about high fashion, it's a lot of clothes that people wouldn't wear in everyday life.
High fashion, 高端的就是时尚。Models would wear high fashion, but normal people, high street fashion.
So the high street in the UK, that's not the only difference between Britain and America. You can also see it in the names of the shops as well.
Yeah, this I have noticed. I think in the UK, you still use a lot of the older terms. So, for example, in America, you probably have the grocery store or fruit and vegetable store.
Yeah, we would call that the greengrocers.
The greengrocers. And in America, you have liquor store where they sell alcohol.
We would call that an off-license.
What does that mean, off-license? I see it quite often, but I don't really know what that means, off-license.
It's because pubs in the UK, they have to have a license.
To sell alcohol.
To sell and also consume alcohol. So an off-license is essentially it's a place that it can sell alcohol, but you cannot drink it on the premises.
So it's a bottle shop.
Yeah.
In America, you have drugstore.
So we call that the chemists.
And fish store.
The fishmongers.
The fishmongers. That's something that's so old sounding, very, very traditional sounding.
But we still say it. And if you go into a British supermarket, you'll still see the signs because the fish counter would be called the fishmongers as well.
Fishmonger 听起来有点像鱼贩子。
Yeah.
And also another thing that's quite different. In China, you don't really... You see a lot of shopping malls.
Mm.
You don't really see department stores that much anymore. Department stores 一般是百货商场. We have more shopping malls where you have different brands. But in the UK, you still have some very old, very long established department stores.
Oh, yeah. You have department stores like John Lewis, for example, which is very well known.Also, Debenhams, which sells clothes but also sells other things.
These are more mid-range.
Yeah, but we also have shopping centres. So we don't call them shopping malls. We call them shopping centres.
Mm. Another thing that I've noticed, in China you don't really see them, is on any high streets or in any town in the UK, you see a lot of charity shops.
Yeah.
Like Oxfam. Obviously, these are second-hand stores.
Yeah, these are very, very common in the UK. A lot of people see them as good value for money as well, and they're also helping out charity.
So whatever you pay in these stores, the money is going into certain types of charity.
Yeah, so for example, a charity for heart disease, they might have their own shop. Oxfam would have their own shop. Oxfam is a charity for overseas aid. So charity shops are quite popular.Because people donate their clothes and people go in and they buy clothes at a discounted rate. And in the UK, it's very popular.
所以就是这种慈善商店也是一个互助的 So people helping other people.
Yeah. So for example, when I go to the UK, sometimes I go to charity shops and have a look at the books. People donate books and you can buy books very cheaply. It's not just secondhand shops. You also have particular markets as well called flea markets.Which sells old furniture and clothes.
旧货市场跳蚤市场 Oh, that's where it comes from. Flea literally means 跳蚤
Yeah.
Flea market. I have not seen that many of them. Is it still popular in the UK?
Yeah. For example, we'd also have jumble sales as well, car boot sales.
Is it like American yard sale?
Well, yeah, because we don't have yard sales.Normally because our yard is not big enough. So we would have car boot sales where people will just drive into a field at a certain day. They will open the boot of their car and they would sell what they want to get rid of.
就是那种车后备箱里装着自己不用的东西然后卖掉。
Yeah.
Oh, in China we have not car boot sale, but people do sell things out of their boot.
Yeah.
这个后备箱叫 boot in British English.
So these are quite popular because people really like to go bargain hunting in these type of places.
Talking about bargain hunting, there are also other very famous markets in London, like Camden Market, Portobello Road Market.
Oh yeah, there are quite a few and these are quite popular.
So one question though, in China, you know, it is quite normal for people to bargain or to haggle.
Yeah.
就是在中国讨价还价。Bargain or haggle is acceptable. What about in the UK?
Less so. British people generally don't haggle that much. They might haggle at a car boot sale or jumble sale, but the person that's selling it is not going to give you an outrageous price. They're not going to say 50% of what they would actually sell it for.
Yeah, I have seen you trying to bargain here in China, and you always look really embarrassed, and I think that is an English thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I still get incredibly embarrassed when I'm bargaining, but you have to in certain cultures.
So, we talked about different types of shops, the high street, we also talked about department store and the markets, but there are also some famous shopping streets in London.London is too big to have one high street.
Yeah.
And many of these, I think, people who are interested in London or have been to London have heard of. So you have Oxford Street.
Yeah.
And you have Savile Row.
Yeah. Savile Row is famous for suits and they're all tailor shops. So if you have a Savile Row suit, that's essentially saying I've got a suit of the highest quality.
Savile Row. And I think it's really expensive. It starts at £10,000 or £1,000 and up.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you want a very good suit made, probably Savile Row is a choice. And you know that in China now, online shopping is really big, really popular.
Yeah.
What about in the UK?
It is becoming more popular, But I don't think it's reached the same level as China, because delivery costs are slightly higher. Mm. And it's, I would say it's not as accepted as in China. And I guess a lot of English people, they still like to go window shopping.
Window shopping is when you just walk around, look at things without buying them.
And people like the whole activity of shopping. Lots of people still go to shops. For example, if you're buying someone a present, you might give them a gift voucher for a particular shop.
A gift voucher. A voucher is like a card or a piece of paper that you can use as store credits. 购物券.
Yeah.
That's a very common gift among family members, friends, sometimes.
Yeah, because giving cash to us seems somewhat a little bit impersonal.
And if you buy people things, they might not like it.
Yeah, so gift voucher is somewhere in between.
Good thinking. So next time when you're in the UK, perhaps this is a good choice of a gift among friends.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think we'll wrap up here today. And for more about shopping in the UK, we will develop in an advanced episode.
So until then, if you have any comments, if you've been shopping in the UK, let us know what you think.
And maybe you can also recommend us a few stores, a few shopping centres you go to.
So until next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.